Zakta Eilig Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Kedushin Peri Gimel Mishnah Dalid Rabbi Meir Oimer Rabbi Meir says Kol Tanai, any condition She'enai Kitanai, that's not like the condition of the B'nai God and the B'nai Ruvain, meaning that it's a double Tanai. Enoi Tanai is not a Tanai, and the Maisa that he did stays. The B'nai God and the B'nai Ruvain came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, we want to stay here in Eivre Yarden. We want to be Kabul our Chelek over here, Be'eretz HaGilad, on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael, on the eastern side of the Yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu said, only on the condition that you come to battle the rest of Klal Yisrael for Eretz Canaan, which is on the western side of the Yarden. And if you don't do that, you don't get your Chelek over here. You get your Chelek together with the rest of the Shvatim, based on the Gairel. So this Tanai is called the Tanai of B'nai God u'B'nai Ruvain, and it's the makar for many of the halachis of Tanayim. It teaches us, first of all, that a condition works, and second of all, how a condition works. So Rabbi Meir, says, Kol Tanai, any Tanai, she'ena ketanai B'nai God u'B'nai Ruvain, that's not like the condition that was made with Moshe Rabbeinu in regard to the Tanai of the B'nai God u'B'nai Ruvain, ena Tanai, it's not a Tanai. According to Rabbi Meir, explains about Tanura, whenever you do a kinyan and you want it to be based on a condition, you have to double it. In other words, you have to do what Moshe Rabbeinu did. You have to say, if you do this and this, you're going to get it. If you don't do it, then you're not going to get it. That's the only time we say that if he doesn't fulfill the Tanai, then whatever it is we made up becomes bottle. Wait a second. So what would Rabbi Meir hold in the previous Mishnah? In the previous Mishnah, he said, Hariat Mekadeshesli, on the condition, I'll give you 200 zuz. According to Reb Meir, even if he doesn't give it to her, she'll be Mekadeshes. You know why? Because he didn't double his Tanai. He didn't say, and if I don't give you 200 zuz, you won't be Mekadeshes. So the Chayre Meir argues with the previous mission. That's how the Rishonim explain things over here. How do I know this? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'yemin Moshe Aleihem, Moshe said to them, to the B'nai God and the B'nai Ruvain, Im Yavru B'nai God u'B'nai Ruvain. If you're going to travel and you're going to battle together with the rest of Klal Yisrael on the other side of the Yarden, so Moshe Rabbeinu concluded by saying, "Unasatem lahemis eretz hagilad lachuza." I will give you eretz hagilad for Yerusha. Then you can keep this land. Uksiv, but then he doubles it. He says, "Vim lo yavru chalutzim." If you won't go over with them armed for battle, then you're not going to get it. So you see, Moshe Rabbeinu had to double the Tanai. As I held Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel disagrees. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel loimer, the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu doubled it doesn't mean that every Tanai has to be doubled. Because in that case, Tzarech HaYadav, Moshe Rabbeinu had to double the Tanai. The Amri had to say it for a totally different reason. Not because you need a Tanai kafel. Shalom Aleichem Kain, had Moshe not said, and if you don't do it, you won't get your land, yesh b'mashma, people could have by mistake understood that if they won't fulfill the Tanai and go battle with the rest of Klal Yisrael, Shafilu be'eretz Kanan lo yinchal, that they won't get any Yerusha, not here on the east of the Yarden and not with the rest of the Yin on the other side. Let's go back to Moshe Rabbeinu's words. Yes, B'nai God and B'nai Ruvain, so you want your Yerusha here on this side of the Yarden. Moshe Rabbeinu has to clarify, if you're going to come and fight with everyone else for Eretz Kanan, you'll get it over here. If not, you'll get your Yerusha together with everyone else on the other side of the Yarden. Moshe had to say that. If not, you would think that if they don't go, they lose everything. They don't get it on the eastern side of the Yarden, and they don't get it on the western side of the Yarden. But he didn't say if not, because if you don't say if not, the Tanai is not a good Tanai. As I held Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So again, Rabbi Meir says, every Tanai has to be doubled. So in the case of Kiddushin, you would have to say Aret Mekadeshesli on the condition I give you 200 Zuz. And if I don't give you 200 Zuz, you're not Mekadeshes. If I don't say that, and if I don't, it's not a Tanai. That she's Mekadeshes whether he gives her the 200 Zuz or not. And how does Rabbi Meir know this? Because that's how Moshe Rabbeinu said it to the B'nai God of B'nai Ruvain. If you come over and you help fight for the rest of Eretz Canaan, you get your Yerusha here. And Moshe doubled it. He made a Tanai Kafel. And if not, you're going to get your Yerusha like everyone else. Dr. Chanina ben Gamliel, no, that was the whole point. Moshe had to say, and if not, don't think you won't get anything. If not, you're going to get your Yerusha like everyone else. I would have thought maybe they get nothing. But Moshe didn't double it to teach us that you have to double it, that it has to be a Tanai Kafel. That concludes our Mishnah. If you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah. But if you're interested, there are other halachis of Tanai, besides Tanai Kafel, that are learned from these psukim, how Moshe Rabbeinu answered the Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuven. There are two more halachis for a Tanai to be strong enough to be mevatel the mice. In other words, if I don't fulfill the Tanai, then the deal is off, and the mice is bottle. One is the din of Tanai koidim lemaisa, and the other is the din of hein koidim lelav. What does it mean, Tanai koidim lemaisa? You always have to mention the Tanai before you mention the maisa. Let's listen to the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you're going to pass over, if you're going to cross the Yarden and help fight for the land of Canaan, first comes the Tanai, then comes the Maisa. Then, when a Satim Lehemis Eretz Agilad Lachuza, you'll get Eretz Agilad for Nachuza. But if Maisha did it the other way, if he said you're going to get Eretz Achuza if you come over, the Maisa before the Tanai, then the Tanai would not have a Koyach to be Mevatel the Maisa. Then they would get it regardless, even if they don't fulfill their promise. The other halacha about Tanai that we learn is hen koidim lelav. You have to say the yes before the no. Moshe didn't say, and if you don't cross the Yarden, you won't get it. No, Moshe first said, if you cross, you will get it. And if you don't, you won't. You have to say the yes part, the positive part first, and the negative part second. What's the halacha? The halacha is that Tanai has to be a Tanai Kafel. And if it's not a Tanai Kafel, the Maisa stays, even if you don't fulfill the Tanai. And also the halacha, the Tanai has to be before the Maisa. And the hen has to be before the lav. And some say, and that's only if you use the lashon im, if. Hariat mekadesh esli im, if I'm going to give you 200 zos. Then all these halachos in conditions apply. But if he says al menas, as opposed to im, then the Tanai stays regardless of whether or not you met the other qualifications for it tonight. That's another opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. So like everything else, the halachos of Tanoim are extremely complicated, very geschmack, very complex. We're just learning Mishnayos. A, the Mishnayos have the soidais of all the halachos, and second is to whet your appetite, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, when you're going to be learning the sugyas in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, the Achronim, and the Paskim.